There's a snort from outside my window and I spin around. My room looks out onto the alleyway and the house on the other side. Being two stories up, there's no way anyone can see inside except Jack leans on the frame of his window, arms crossed.
So you're not just casting spells in broad daylight anymore? You're collecting magic where anyone can see?
I want to crawl into my bed and never be seen again. His damn window faces mine. It was something we loved when we were younger. I used to sneak out of bed and to the moonlight-drenched seat. The two of us would lean on our window frames, an alleyway apart, as we read each other's stories until our eyelids drooped and our heads pillowed on the books. But that was the never-to-happen-again past. And he's the last person I want to see when I'm hopping around like the Easter Bunny. My face blazes with embarrassment. Anyone walking below in the alleyway can't see into either of our rooms, so your attempt to get me in trouble is sorely out of luck. His forehead furrows in a deep frown, like I've said something that bothers him. But I can't read his eyes that flash with light and darkness at the same time. Jack is a stranger now. Yet even from across the alleyway, I can see his fingers grip his window frame. He opens his mouth, likely to insult my fantastic Olympic-worthy bunny hops, but I beat him to it. "Leave me alone, Jack," I say sharply. "You're the one who frowns every time you see me. Stop talking to me. Stop noticing me. Stop making me notice you." He drags his hand through his hair and starts to say something. Then, from his side, I can hear the faint sounds of Mr. Yasudo calling.